Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline USA's network and Sirius Channel 122. You know, we talk about a lot of psychology, a lot of serious stuff, but ultimately it's about the passion of the fans. And joining us very briefly is Larry Borowski. He's written a book called Die Hard Cards. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, what does it take to be a diehard card?
Well, this is in relation to the team that just won the World Series after everyone had given up on them, including many of the fans and certainly
including
all of
me.
The experts. Including you?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't think a team that won 83 games was going to make it through the playoffs. But on the other hand, if there's one ace in the hole, it's a guy named Tony La Russa.
Well, he did a great job in the postseason. He managed probably his best postseason since he's been with the organization, and so that had a lot to do with it, and a little bit of good fortune and some pitchers just getting hot at the right time.
Absolutely. Do you think that with this victory to be one of only two managers to win in both leagues a World Series that Tony La Russa should be considered as one of the top four or five managers of all time?
Well, he certainly belongs in the Hall of Fame. You know, I think, is he one of the top four or five? He's in the top three, I think, in overall wins. And so, you know, by that standard, he deserves some consideration. I think he'd be part of that discussion. But, you know, there's a lot of managers that would be also under consideration. So I think he at least belongs in the debate.
So what inspired you to write this book? Because the cards aren't respected. We just got 30 seconds here, but I just want to hear briefly why this book is so special.
Well, I actually just wrote the foreword. The book itself is really a photo essay. It's 128 pages full color of photos culled from the 2006 season. And so it's a celebration of the World Championship team. I wrote the foreword to try to encapsulate how they got from that 83-win standard to the World Series in such improbable fashion. And so this is just a commemorative book for people who were inspired by what they did in October to have something as a keepsake, a memento of that incredible run in October.
Well, Larry, we'll come back with you on another show, but it's Larry Borowski, it's Die Hard Cards, and how do they get a hold of the book? We've got 10 seconds.
You can get that at the publisher's website at Sports Publishing, www.sportspublishingllc.com.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, in the next coming weeks and hear some more about the book. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
Right back, we'll be coming back with Monday Night Football's newest acquisition, Tony Kornheiser. Stay with us.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family. Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline USA. Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon says you've not gotten a big head now that you're a big star.
Michael Wilbon's a moron.
Well, I know it's a mutual love situation, but the bottom line is you guys have created an interesting relationship. You're not getting married any day soon, but we love your show.
You know, it's interesting you say that we're not getting married any day soon. The smartest review I ever saw of PTI was written by a woman in a weekly newspaper in Santa Fe, New Mexico, called Pasatiempo. And she said the show was about marriage. She said that ultimately it was about a married couple arguing, but you could tell that they loved each other even though they argued. And when I read it, I thought, that's really smart. That's probably exactly what the show is about.
It's beautiful to watch you two. And Tony, it's interesting to see the evolution of media, which we talk about on the show. We had Bob Costas on Tuesday to talk about it. But from your perspective, there's a lot of pressure to go from writer to a telegenic talking head, if you will, to somebody who's sort of a cult hero on Monday Night Football. What's that been like for you?
Well, I don't think, I don't think there's any pressure. I mean, you get opportunities because of what you've done in one field. Somebody in another field sees you. I mean, I'd be the last person to be described as telegenic in the United States of America. I mean, Brad Pitt and George Clooney are telegenic. I'm a fat, bald dope who's on television yodeling every once in a while. The PTI is great, and I love it, and it's easy to do, and it's fun to do. Every single day we do it. In just a few minutes, we'll start taping today's show. I'm in Seattle, and Wilbon is back in Washington, D.C. Monday Night Football is different. It's first of all, it's not a television show. It's a radio show. It's a three-hour game on radio, and occasionally there are pictures of the people who are doing the announcing, but very occasionally. I doubt that we're on screen. If that's a three-hour program, I doubt we're on screen for 5 minutes. You know, so you don't really necessarily have to be telegenic. It's harder than I thought. It's more time-consuming than I thought, and I'm worse at it than I thought. Other than that, it's anybody's guess.
But don't you feel, Tony, the pressure and the sense of having to have a quick analysis in the moment early in the game?
No, because that's not my job. I mean, I feel the pressure of the most difficult thing for me is getting in. It's not having something to say, it's getting in. I'm the third person, and I'm always going to be the third person unless they change the entire way the game is produced. I'm the third guy. So, I mean, occasionally I have nothing to say, and they look at me, and I just shrug my shoulders, and I have nothing to say. I think people get in trouble when they think they have to say something. There's a game going on. There's visual images on the screen. You don't have to talk all the time. It's the difference. I mean, ask guys that went from doing radio broadcasts of baseball to television broadcasts of baseball, and they really had to change because stuff was in front of them. I think most good ones talk about 30% less when they're doing television.
Tony, one of the things that has separated you and Wilbon, your moronic friend, as you would describe...
Well, if he said that I had a big head, he's an imbecile.
No, I asked him if you'd gotten one. He said you hadn't. He said that you've been humbled by the intelligence, the preparation, the kind of work ethic that most of the players that you've come to know in the last few months in the NFL have.
I thought players were idiots. I mean, I think athletes are dopes, by and large. And and in interviewing, because you have two production meetings. You have one Saturday with the home team. You have one Sunday with the visitors. And I grant you that if they bring in four or five players out of a full roster of 53, then maybe you're getting the smartest ones. But I've really, Nick, I've really been impressed with the study habits of football players, with how much they have to know compared to other athletes in other sports. And I've changed my tune completely about them. I'm so impressed by how hard the work is to get on the football field. It's just much harder than basketball and much harder than baseball. What I mean by that is the homework and the sort of intellectual component of the game. It's just much harder.
We just got a few minutes, but Tony, I thought we'd have some fun and just take you through your perception, given what you just said, of four key players. The first three are the quarterbacks that so many people talk about this year: Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and a guy named Matt Leinart. And the fourth is a guy from the Chicago game against Arizona, Brian Urlacher, who always seems to be, like a Teddy Bruschi, in the right place at the right time. Tell me what you've seen in terms of this newfound respect for the preparation and the discipline, starting first with Tom Brady.
Well, Brady is the golden boy. I mean, Brady's got three rings. Whatever else you want to say about Brady, whatever his stats are in comparison, say, to Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning has no rings. And Tom Brady has three, and he was able to go out there essentially as a rookie, I believe, in his second year when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, and led his team all the way and won the Super Bowl. It's like the classic understudy story of all time. So I have enormous respect for a guy being in the right place in the right time and making the most of it. And as I've said on TV a bunch of times, he's got the hot girlfriend, so that's good.
That always helps. And then what about Peyton Manning? Many people now, including myself, believe that this is clearly a more complete Peyton Manning, sort of like a Mozart who has understood all the instruments on the field and also the things that can go wrong. It seems as if he's more ready than ever.
Well, you know, you played football. I didn't, and I don't know that. He's a great player, and he was a great player in college where he never won the national championship, and I don't think ever beat Florida either. He's a great player in the NFL, an MVP player who's never gotten to the final game. So however good he is, there's two things you can learn from this. One is that you can't do it alone. And two is that, you know, his career, if he never wins a Super Bowl, his career will be judged in the way that people like Dan Marino's careers are judged, and they'll be found to have a hole in the resume. And no matter what his individual numbers are, he's never going to be considered the equal to, say, Joe Montana. I mean, that's sad and perhaps unfair, but that's the way of life.
And what about his boss, Tony Dungy? Do you think Tony is getting the kind of respect he deserves? It's always about the intelligence of a Peyton Manning, Tony Kornheiser, but what about his boss?
Oh, well, I mean, didn't he invent that entire defense that everybody in the league uses now at Tampa Bay? Didn't he invent the cover two? Doesn't Mike Tomlin, the coordinator for Minnesota, doesn't he call it the Dungy two? I mean, I think Tony Dungy will be very honored. I think that people will have enormous sympathy for him because of what happened in his family last year. But again, as with everybody else, coach or player, if they're going to give away one trophy at the end of the year, you got to win it.
And you're working towards a trophy when you know you're always going to be compared against a guy named Howard Cosell. You know, my first game was for the Patriots in 1978, Sunday night, primetime, with Frank Gifford, Dandy Don Meredith, and Howard Cosell.
Right.
Do you feel that there is something to be learned from the role that he took in that situation with the other two personalities?
Well, I'm never going to be as good. I'm never going to do it as long as he did it. I'm never going to be as good as him. I'm not as smart as him. I would never be as bombastic as him. I mean, I'm just not. You know, anytime people compare me even unfavorably to Cosell, I'm sort of pleased because I think he's the best whoever did it. But, you know, you have to have magic in a booth. I think that people who watch PTI understand that Wilbon and I have that. And you just can't manufacture it in 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 games. Tirico and Theismann and I were thrown together. And it's how, whatever it is now, it'll probably get better, but it doesn't happen instantaneously. It just doesn't.
Okay, I asked you about Peyton Manning. I asked you about Brady. What about a Leinart versus an Urlacher? You know, a very different thing. We just got a minute left in this segment. Who do you think is the guy that prepares better?
I don't know about preparation. Urlacher is an all-pro for many, many years, and he's a better player at his position now than Leinart is. 5 years from now, maybe Leinart will be as good as a quarterback as Urlacher is as a linebacker, but Urlacher looks like a Hall of Fame guy right now.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Tony, as always. We love the job that you're doing, and you know what? You're a big improvement over who they've had the last couple years by a long shot.
That's very kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Appreciate it. Have a good one. When we come back, we're going to talk with Howard Balzer around the NFL. That was Tony Kornheiser. Remember, pardon the interruption, if you want to have intelligent discussion on the NFL, that's the best place to go. We'll be right back with Howard Balzer, USA Today. You're listening to Head Games Radio on the Sports Byline Network and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.
If you're one of the 45 million Americans without health insurance, now there's an affordable healthcare solution for little more than a dollar a day. That's right, for little more than a dollar a day, you can save from 10 to 60% on Prudent Choice's comprehensive independent network of over 850,000 doctors, hospitals, vision, hearing, chiropractic care, and pharmacies. And because Prudent Choice is not health insurance, but a nationwide healthcare discount program, there are no deductibles, no waiting periods, and you can't be turned down, regardless of age, medical condition, or residency. That's 100% guaranteed acceptance. If Prudent Choice isn't the best healthcare decision you've ever made, cancel your membership and receive a 30-day money-back guarantee refund. With Prudent Choice, you'll never pay full price for your healthcare needs again. Join now and get $300 in healthcare services free. Call in the next 9 minutes, and with annual membership, get 2 months free. Call Prudent Choice at 1-800-231-0429. Call 1-800-231-0429 now and start saving on all your healthcare needs for little more than a dollar a day. That's 1-800-231-0429. Not available where prohibited by law.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over-limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596. 800-981-7596.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. You know, I'd like to see if anybody thinks that their sports section can compare with USA Today. And a guy joining us knows just a little bit about that, Howard Balzer, who's in St. Louis, a place that's had a little success in another sport recently. How are you, Howard?
Doing well, Nick. Doing very well.
How is the city feeling after that unpredictable, unheard-of comeback from 83 wins to the World Championship?
I think it's still somewhat in shock, you know, because...
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I know. It was just so improbable that it happened, although it just once again shows that once the postseason starts... you know, anything can happen. And, you know, the reality is that there were times during this year that the Cardinals, you know, were 14, 16 games over 500. So it wasn't as if they just, you know, played, you know, 500 baseball the whole year. But they had some very difficult stretches, and they lost their closer, and they lost their number two starter in Mark Mulder, and Jim Edmonds didn't play for 6 weeks, and David Eckstein ends up being the World Series MVP. He was out for more than a month. But pretty much a lot of guys got healthy at the right time. The postseason set up pretty good from the pitching staff, and you know, but to get the performances they did from guys like, you know, Jeff Weaver, and of course the first game of the World Series with Anthony Reyes was a big part of it. But you know Tony La Russa said from the beginning that if we have our team, then we can beat anybody, and that's what he said before the postseason started, and he turned out to be 100% accurate.
Let's talk about, because we like psychology on this show, it's easy to look back and say everything that Tony La Russa did was the right move, but in retrospect, it doesn't look as if his ignoring or not placing enough value and extreme on the fact that Kenny Rogers seemed to be cheating did not hurt them. In fact, maybe it kept them more focused. What do you think?
It very well might have, and you know, he felt, and this is the way he's always been as a manager. He doesn't like it when other managers do that. And he called attention to it mainly with the intent of to get him to stop. And he didn't want to turn the World Series, you know, into a circus and get a guy kicked out and, you know, and all those things. And, you know, who knows if they don't win after that, you know, who knows what the reaction is. And of course they come home after that game and Chris Carpenter pitches a game for the ages almost. I mean, you go eight innings and have like 82 pitches, 27 of which were balls, is a pretty amazing performance. And so that really, really catapulted them. But, you know, you mentioned psychology, Nick, and leadership and all those things. And I really go back, and you talk about decisions. What was really interesting was you really go back to when the postseason started and a decision that Tony La Russa made actually on the last day of the regular season. And the Cardinals, had the lead. You know, they had won Friday and Saturday. They had a game and a half lead on Houston. And so, a Houston loss or a Cardinal win clinches it on Sunday. And he decided not to pitch Chris Carpenter, figuring that, hey, let's see if we can get in and clinch this thing today and then have Carpenter available for the first game against San Diego. And it ended up the Cardinals lost, but the Astros lost also. And so now you had Carpenter available for game one, which you would not have had he had a pitch on Sunday. And so he goes in, pitches well. And then the other thing is, you know, you talk about having confidence in players. And during that last stretch of the regular season, a lot of people forget this, when the Cardinals lost seven in a row, and of course the Astros won seven in a row, which is what made it close, is that four of those seven games that they lost, the Cardinals entered the seventh or the eighth inning with the lead, and their bullpen couldn't hold it. And they had all kinds of bullpen questions at that point. And in a couple of games, Nick, he stayed with Carpenter a little too long because he didn't have confidence in that bullpen. Well, in that first game against San Diego, you know, the Cardinals have the lead. Carpenter's kind of running out of gas around the seventh inning, and he went to the bullpen. And that young bullpen got it done that day. And just by A, La Russa showing confidence in them in a very important situation, I think helped them pitch the way they did the rest of the year. And then Jim Edmonds got up in the postgame locker room, and you'll get a kick out of this, did the football thing. He got up on a chair and he gave out a game ball, which of course you don't hear in baseball. And Ronnie Belliard had made a great play with the bases loaded in that inning after Carpenter came out. And he gave a game ball to Ronnie Belliard. And that became kind of a theme of the postseason, waiting for Edmonds to give a game ball after the game. And in fact, in the postgame locker room after the World Series win, players were waiting to celebrate and waiting to do anything with the trophy until Edmonds got up and awarded his game ball. So, you know, those little things, I think, is what fueled this team in the postseason and added to a lot of the confidence that they had in doing what they had to.
Well, let's stick with baseball for a second with Jim Leland's decision not to pitch Kenny Rogers in the fifth game, hoping somehow they'd get to a sixth game. It's easy to say that was a mistake. Was he simply hiding Kenny Rogers?
That's what it sounded like. And, you know, I mean, on one level, you can understand what Leland was doing because he said, hey, we have to win three games. But really what they had to do was win one game to get back to Detroit. And I think that's the real key here. You know, if the situation was reversed and you know you knew you were going to go on the road anyway, then you might look at it a little differently. But let's remember, when he decided to pitch Kenny Rogers in Game 2 and Game 6 right to start the series, when he could have pitched him in Game 1, he did it because he wanted Kenny Rogers to pitch at home. Then you throw in everything that happened in Game 2, and when Leland comes out and says he didn't want to expose Rogers to that atmosphere, that what it would have been in St. Louis, that's essentially acknowledging that he didn't think he could handle it. And so, you know, who knows what would have happened had he pitched, but the bottom line is that they needed that game. Obviously, they needed three, but if they win Game 5, then all of a sudden you go home and you feel a lot different about yourself. And if it's me, I'd probably pitch Rogers, but he knows the guy. He knows what he's made up of. He knows his psyche, and he probably felt that maybe he wouldn't have been able to handle a road game
given everything
that had happened.
That's Howard Valls from USA Today. Howard, let's make the connection to the inevitable comparisons between the playoff system in baseball versus football and the fact that football is three and coming close to four times more popular than baseball. Here's John Clayton from yesterday's show from ESPN on our show yesterday.
Because add to the fact, not only do you have the big event part of football, but I think once you get to, say, a World Series, there's really almost, it's a regional sport in many ways. Now, I think it verifies by the numbers. I mean, you know, outside of, say, St. Louis and Detroit, the interest in baseball in the World Series isn't in comparison to, say, football once you get into the playoffs. Because, again, I think there's so many things that factor in. I mean, one, I think there's so much more interest thanks to fantasy football that really keeps the public even more educated as far as the players of the game. But then, of course, the big event then carries through for each of the playoff games to a point where it's a big crescendo at the Super Bowl. And then it even carries through in the offseason where baseball used to dominate in the hot stove league. It's still very vital, but it's not as big as, say, the NFL for the hot stove league.
That's John Clayton from yesterday's show. Bob Costas talked about the culture now, a big event culture, that football plays into that, and baseball's lost that luster. What do you think about that?
No, I think it's 100% right. I think it's also what has happened with adding playoffs to baseball now adds all these games, and it goes on for virtually the entire month of October. You know, you're deciding games at night, and you know, you're shutting kids out in a lot of respects. And so I agree with what John said. And you know, hey, it used to be, I can remember, you know, you won your league and that was it. You played the World Series, and there was that immediacy to it, even though it was a best of seven. But the big event, I mean, that's huge with football, because it's one and done. You got that one game, and that's it, and it all leads to it. And that certainly fuels the interest in football during the year, because you have that tremendous build-up for the one game of the week, and then great feelings or letdowns afterwards, and then you start gearing up for next week. And then when you do that in the playoffs, the intensity is tenfold or hundredfold, whatever it might be. And so it's just a totally different animal right now. But you know, I understand for revenue why they do what they do in baseball, having all these series, but the length of the season is just so long, it almost gets to the point where people are just so glad when it's over. Whereas football, you're going, man, I can't believe the season's over. They're not playing until July again, and so, you know, training camp. And I think that whole part of the psyche is a big part of it.
Here's Bob Costas on the NFL playoff format versus baseball.
It's more legitimate because a team that has a weak record as a division winner, relatively weak, or that sneaks in as a wild card, has a shot at the Super Bowl, but it's a long shot. Even the Steelers, who managed to win as a wild card last year, they clearly had to travel a much more difficult road. You got to play the extra game. You always have to play the highest remaining seed. And you have to play all your games on the road in a system where home field advantage is 100% because each round is only one game. Now, you contrast that with baseball, where a team could be 162-0, and if they face a weak division winner or wild card winner in the playoffs, the only advantage they get is the extra home game, and the first round, the only round that's guaranteed to include the best teams and the weakest teams, is a best-of-five crapshoot. Anybody knows that while an upset is possible in any sport, an upset is much more likely in a small cluster of games in baseball than it is in any other sport. It's entirely possible for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays to win a given 3 out of 5 series from the 1927 Yankees.
That's Bob Costas. Well, on the other hand, it's one thing to say it's a crapshoot with 5 games. What about 1 game? We just got 30 seconds in this segment.
Well, you know, it is, you know, it is a crapshoot, but that's the way it is all year. It's one game. You know, you're playing one game. You're not playing series. You know, in baseball, everything changes in the postseason because it's different than you played all year, even though it's a series, but you don't use all your pitchers. It's, you know, if you have a shorter pitching staff and 3 good starters, you can get by. And so you can win a series where you're not going to win over a lot of time in the regular season if you don't have that deep a pitching staff.
Talking with Howard Balzer from USA Today. And when we come back, Howard, if you'll stay with us, let's talk a little bit about Seattle and Oakland, the Monday night game coming up. Let's talk about Sean Merriman. Let's talk about the Pac-Man, whether people really care about what happens to Pac-Man Jones, and more on Head Games Radio on Sports Byline USA and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.
I love the life I'm living. Always up on everything that's going down. I've got love to keep me warm and tickets now to keep me cool. With the coolest seats to the hottest things in town. That's one of life's little treats, having the perfect seats. Tickets now makes a business of perfect seats. Tickets to the biggest game, the coolest concerts, and the hottest shows. Down in the pretty people rows. Tickets Now has lots of those. And even when the others say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now will ask you, where would you like to sit? Think about it. The hot tickets now at ticketsnow.com. Hard to get? You bet. But not impossible. ticketsnow.com. Yeah. ticketsnow.com. How close would you like to sit?
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz47.com. That's homebiz, the number 47.com. Order your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring. I have corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full-time. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz47.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to homebiz, the number 47.com. That's homebiz47.com.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Our good friend Howard Balzer, another one of our secret agents in the NFL. Let's talk about the Sean Merriman decision. What do you think that was inspired, shall we say, gently nudged by Marty Schottenheimer as he thought about what 4 games that Sean Merriman could afford to miss?
You know, it's very possible that happened, you know, after he first decided to appeal, and that the thing is, once you appeal, you don't know how fast the decision will be made. And there was a possibility he could end up missing both Denver games, which certainly wasn't the best result for the Chargers, and the odds are he was not going to get this overturned, and so it certainly made sense to just take your punishment and get it over with. What's interesting is if he had accepted it immediately without looking for advice and hiring the attorney and saying he was going to appeal, he would have been able to play in both Denver games. But by doing it now, I think it made sense. And I know there's a lot of people saying, hey, once you appeal, you'd have to carry it out. You shouldn't be able to orchestrate what games you miss and all those things. But like I said, if he had accepted his punishment immediately, he wouldn't have missed either Denver game.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he plays afterwards. It's pretty hard to believe that he was not aware what he was putting in his body. I'll never forget the difference physically between a Brian Bosworth in 1987 playing for Oklahoma and 1988 with Seattle. He was destroyed by Christian Okoye. He was never the same guy because that was the first year of testing for steroids. Here's a quote from Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News, one of your compatriots, one of the best people covering the NFL, about looking at the leadership on that San Diego Chargers team with a very young quarterback in Phillip Rivers.
But again, Roethlisberger came in playing at a level, lesser level of competition in the MAC. He left a year on the table. Rivers is more prepared to lead a team than Roethlisberger was. They don't ask Rivers to win the games. They ask him to make four or five passes a game to contribute to the win. But defense and LaVine Tomlinson is going to take this team as far as it goes this season. And
my point is that Rick Goslin's basically confirming what many of us, I think, believe, that Phillip Rivers is the Ben Roethlisberger this year. And Ben Roethlisberger, unfortunately, is now being asked, in addition to sustain and recover from concussions, but to throw 30 and 35 times a game. They've gotten away totally from his previous role.
No, you're 100% right. And part of that is because they're not running it as well. Part of it is the defense isn't playing as well. And so all of a sudden you're behind in some games and everything is different. When you're playing from ahead, it's a whole different game in the NFL. And, you know, Rick was right on with Phillip Rivers because that was the wild card with this team this year, is how would he play? And he wasn't thrust into it as a rookie. He's a coach's son. He's a gym rat. You know, he's won on every level he has been at. And in some way similar to Pittsburgh, he has an offense that allows him to not have to be forced into making the plays to win the game. Just don't make the bad play to help lose the game. Not only Tomlinson, but Antonio Gates. You know, having a tight end as your main go-to guy, you know, that becomes kind of part of that controlled type of offense. And then when you're getting the protection and defenses are geared up to stop Tomlinson or Gates, then you're going to hit some of those other receivers from time to time, like Parker or like McCardell. So, you know, they're looking pretty good, and it's going to be interesting to see how they play in this stretch with Merriman out.
I think the plan is if they can win two of those four games, they're going to, you know, not be happy with it, but they'll know that they will have survived it. And then it's hard to believe that Sean Merriman isn't going to be a big part of that push because of the dominant style. Who do you think he reminds you of in terms of that kind of intensity for that young a player? It's sort of like a young Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, he almost is. And, you know, the Rams play the Chargers this last Sunday, and the coaches were talking after the game about how, especially when you haven't played them or haven't played him before, you're kind of surprised by what he can do. In the second play of the game, Merriman got a sack, and the person responsible for blocking him just said he just couldn't believe how fast he was on him and how big and fast he was, like a freak. Once you know that, then you can adjust and you get a little bit better, but the guy just has the ability to take over games and make plays like that. I think the interesting thing is, and here's what we have to look at, Nick. If this guy, we assume he was taking these substances, now is he going to stop? And is this going to affect him on the field if he was doing something that he shouldn't have been? So I think that's another aspect to look at, you know, as we head down when he comes back for the final, what will it be, you know, the final five games of the season.
In our final minute with you today, I want to thank you, Howard Balzer from USA Today. You followed Seattle in its game where they found a way with Josh Brown kicking a 54-yard field goal at the end to beat the Rams, and now Seattle is playing the Raiders, who have won a couple games in a row. Here's Tom Flores, though, saying maybe the Raiders' problems aren't exactly all over.
The back 15-yard penalty is down the best offensive drive all day. I mean,
that's
Leonard, I swear, in my 45 years of professional football, I have never seen an offense so inept.
Never in 45 years. That's Tom Flores, who would think to be a little bit more of a loyal fan for the Raiders. So let's talk about very briefly your analysis of Seattle and the Raiders on Monday night.
Well, you would think that even with Seneca Wallace, without Sean Alexander, that as long as the Seahawks don't make mistakes, they will win this game. They're having some issues on defense, though, but they shouldn't have a problem with the Oakland offense. I mean, that they were able to win a game with 98 yards of total offense, 35 in the second half, is just mind-boggling. So there's no real relief in sight for that team. So it's all up to the Seattle defense. They don't have to win the game, but they can't, I'm sorry, the Seattle offense, they can't turn the ball over. And as long as they don't do that, then they should handle the Raiders pretty easily.
Yeah, I didn't see the arm strength in Seneca Wallace. Forget about his height, just the arm strength. In that last drive there, he took the short route when they had to get a first down, and certainly not a Warren Moon-esque throw, but on the other hand, it was his first game, so that'll be interesting to watch. But thanks for joining us, Howard, as always, my friend.
My pleasure, Nick, as always.
You're the best.
Take care.
Howard, not Howard Cosell, but Howard Balzer, the living embodiment of Howard Cosell today on the NFL. And now we're switching gears to a man that I just want to share with the public every month or so, because there is such a cutting-edge science out there to performance, and in particular for us older people to recovery. We're joined by James Greenwell, who is captain and champion for the modern pentathlon with the British team for a number of years. And James, if you would, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Nick. Nice to hear you.
Tell us, so people understand, the kind of complexity and physical challenge of the modern pentathlon. Tell us about the different events.
Okay, well, Nick, it's an event that takes place over one day now, and it's five different events. So we have a shooting. It's an Olympic air pistol shooting event. And then you go straight on to the fencing sal, which you fence every single athlete in the competition, sudden death. A lethal blow simulation, and that's epee. We go from there to the swimming pool, where it's a 200 meter time trial. Literally, faster you go, more points you get. From there to the show jumping arena, unknown horse, you get 15 minutes to warm it up, then you show jump over 12 obstacles, including doubles, triples, water jumps. And if that's not enough, you then go on to the cross country running trail, where you have a 3,000 meter race to the line. First over the line wins the gold.
Well, tell me, because I think most people, when I tell this story, just do not believe it. I remember Sonny Jurgensen tearing his Achilles tendon in a rut in the New York Giants Yankee Stadium field back many years ago with Larry Brown, the great running back, as their star, and the Redskins were, I think, undefeated. And suddenly Sonny Jurgensen, their aging quarterback, tore his Achilles tendon. That was basically it. I mean, he was gone for more than a year. And the story I have heard from you is that you actually tore your Achilles tendon. How badly did you tear it?
That's correct. It was 2003, my final season as an Olympic stroke international athlete, and I ruptured and lacerated my right tendon on the track down at Team Bath, which is Bath University in the UK. And my physical therapist there analyzed it very, very quickly and scanned it on the MRI and an ultrasound, and basically said, James, you're going to be 14 weeks before you're walking on this, let alone running. And of course, as you know, Nick, you know that I was building up to my final competition in my career. This was my swan song, my retirement, where I had,
and you wouldn't have it,
captaincy. No, absolutely. I mean, as all of the Olympic athletes and professional athletes, as you know, you tell an athlete to do one thing and they do exactly the opposite. You tell them to rest, and the first thing they want to do is go out and train. And you know, it's very difficult for any professional athlete to say it's the end. So exactly that, I turn to what I know, which is nutrition and physiology of how the body works, in order to heal myself.
Well, let's talk about what happened then. 22 days later, after you took a certain product, a new product, an experimental product, 22 days later, you were running. How far did you run?
Well, on the first run, it was literally just a sort of a recovery and rehabilitation run. So it was just literally going out and jogging very, very gently over about a mile and a half. It was about 3K.
That's far enough.
But just at that point then, I knew that my tendon had glued itself together enough to get into basic rehabilitation. I had to be very cautious, obviously, because you don't want to re-rip it. But, you know, I was...
You had to ice it down afterwards. What other things were you doing besides, before we talk about what this product was, what did you do after you ran a mile and a half on what had been 3 weeks earlier a torn Achilles tendon?
Yeah, well, literally, you know, as all pro athletes go, we always have to get rid of inflammation. So it's a case of resting, and applying ice and making sure you're taking weight off the actual injury itself. And
are you doing electrical stim or anything?
Sorry?
Electrical stim or anything like that?
No, I mean, it was just very much a case of, looking after myself, eating healthily, isolating the actual problem area, which was obviously the Achilles tendon, and doing as little as possible other than when I had to train on it to get my body back into peak performance for the European Championships.
Well, what we're going to talk about the last few minutes of the show today is what you took, and as you look at what's happening in the pros with the 162-game regular season, with people like Tom Glavine at the age of 41 and Kenny Rogers at the same kind of age, throwing the ball 93 miles an hour, that the ability to recover, and then we're talking about the NBA now, 82 games, the constant pounding, and of course the NFL itself, the ability for tissue to recover, not just the joints,
absolutely,
but the soft tissue we're talking about, like the Achilles tendon.
Yep.
That's got to be crucial for those people that dream of having, a functional health as they get into their 40s and 50s, let alone playing at the highest level in the world. It has to be a constant journey to find what's working out there. So what was it that you were taking, and tell us how people can get a hold of it.
Just before I mention that, Nick, I just want to pick up on what you just said. I was talking to a very good friend of mine who's Professor Greg White, who's the senior physiologist at UK Sport, and he's been analyzing professional athletes now for years and years and years, and he's talking about the professional football players, and that's your guys, and the professional rugby players, that's our guys. And the statistics, the clinical studies are coming up now that 90% of professional athletes post 40 years old have at least one athletic or arthritic or seriously ruptured joint. That's 90% of pro athletes playing in American football or English rugby or Australian rules are suffering from joint problems and joint health issues of this type, which is significant. So when I've stumbled across this product, purely and simply in my own personal performance, it's going to make such a big difference.
The product is called Protocol. It's basically nutritional collagen. We've heard about collagen with regard to the skin.
Yep.
But in the last 20 seconds in this segment, tell us what is special about it and what it can do. Basically, it restores suppleness that you begin to lose as you get older.
It's a nutritional supplement. Protocol is unique formulation from the UK. It's type 1 and type 2 collagen. So that's your hairs, your skin, your nails, but also your connective tissue, your ligaments, tendons, cartilage, joint health. We're talking bone density, so it's great for the ladies as well, post-menopause. The whole shooting match is the primary structural protein in your body. It's essential for everyone post-mid-20s.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're talking with James Greenwell, who came back in 3 weeks to be able to run on a torn Achilles because he took this Protocol collagen supplement. We're going to talk about that and how it can become one of the next generation of nutritional brilliance in sport. We'll be right back. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio. I want to thank Monday Night Football's Tony Kornheiser. And we also want to thank Howard Balzer from USA Today, and Larry Borowski has come out with a book on the great fans, the diehard fans of the Cardinals. But James Greenwell, we talk about Tommy John surgery and the horrifically complex and powerful surgeries that go on to save pitchers' careers, the knee surgeries. Amari Stoudemire, one of the great talents in the world in basketball, is battling back from microfracturing surgery. Can this protocol, can collagen that is taken nutritionally help with recovery, and how much does it help with recovery?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, Nick. And the answer to that, in theory, absolutely. What we do know is if we're looking at the amount of collagen in our bodies when we're younger, it amasses about a third of the protein. The total protein in our body is amassing approximately a third. Now, we also know that this protein, the collagen protein, breaks down in our bodies as we get older. And you know the way we can really clearly see that? It's simply looking in the mirror. We can see the collagen protein break down in our skin. There's the formulation of fine lines and wrinkles and the aging process. Now, this happens internally as well. So this is abundant protein in our body in things like ligaments, tendons, cartilage, which are obviously directly linked to the performance in a throwing exercise or a lifting exercise. And as the collagen protein breaks down with the natural aging process, we just don't repair as fast. So by taking the protocol collagen, we are effectively putting collagen purely straight back into our body to help replenish and rebuild the natural collagen levels.
So we've got to let you go, but thank you so much. How do people get the website?
Okay, well, you know, it's www.onon-groupusa.com for further information. I know you've got a link on your website as well, but you know, protocol.com is for the information site. That's proto-col.com.
Thank you so much. That's James Greenwell. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Nick. Speak to you soon.
Hi, this is Nick Lauer. You know, we had Len Dawson from our Monday morning quarterback from Inside the NFL, Bob Costas this Tuesday from HBO's Inside the NFL, Tony Kornheiser from Monday Night Football. Tomorrow, Boomer Esiason from CBS. Next week, Merrill Hodge and Bubby Brister. Jim Kelly, Kenny Stabler. That's on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite, Channel 122. We'll see you.